Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances.
610 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Top of Jersey taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Dan, cold again this morning, but not not too bad.
It's not awful.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you've got, is that jacket or vest?
It's a vest. It was a little
You're shrouded
chilly.
In a shadow. I can't, yeah, yeah,
it's,
I can't
it's,
tell.
it's still vest weather.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, yeah, it was colder yesterday for sure.
It was a few degrees colder yesterday. Absolutely true.
What do we think for the rest of the day?
A beautiful day again.
Yeah.
We'll be right into the 60s this afternoon, you know, soaking the sunshine, a nice breeze, keeping the air moving things around, but not too strong. Nothing extreme. It's a nice weather day. Here.
All right, we'll take it. Weekend's coming.
Yeah, so tomorrow is the one hiccup. We're going to see some showers. We're going to feel a bit of wind, and then we cool down, but weather still looks nice and sunny for Thursday and Friday. The weekend is going to turn unsettled again. I think we're going to be talking about showers, but there is a payoff, and that is the warm-up coming early next week. Everything is pointing towards 70s and 80s by like Sunday and Monday.
And could that be it? Like now we're here. Summer's here.
That's what it feels like. Like, you know, temperatures basically just take a step up that we'll see more 70s than anything else as we move into next week with some variation. It's still spring. That's what it's all about here. But, you know, I think we're pretty soon we're going to see an end to the frosts, the regular morning frost, the regular 30s.
I'm ready for t-shirt weather in the morning.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
What we're ready for,
get rid of
right?
the jacket. You know, you can just wear what you wear for the day and be comfortable.
Yep,
I'm with you.
Yep. Thank you, Dan.
You got it.
So, Jen, I heard the report about the teacher who was sleeping with the student.
Yes.
And he got pretrial intervention, so he's not going to do any jail time. But let me understand the context. This is a teacher who is now in his 70s, and this goes back years.
Yeah, he's 77. This happened between the incident happened between 1998 and 2000.
Yeah.
At Steinert High School.
So, how did this come out so many years later?
The victim came forward in 2022. That's all we know. And
and
reported it. Yeah, not right away. So, and then of course there was an investigation and he was arrested in 2023 and you know, so then he, you know, copped a deal and there you go.
Yeah, I mean was there an accusation of was the student underage? Like, what do we know?
That I don't know, but I believe so. That was the whole reason why, you know, they.
And there's no statute of limitations on that. I mean, I wonder. 20 years later, that's interesting.
And that you qualify for this program. You know, that was the whole thing. It's a special.
Well, it's
program.
Cheaper for the taxpayers than having to keep him in jail.
Yeah. But now he could get his record expunged if he completes.
If he completes it.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that? A teacher sleeping with a student. Steinert is a high school in Hamilton, New Jersey, Mercer County. You know, I get it where at the moment, wildly inappropriate and absolutely should be an offense and should be charged. No teacher in high school under should be sleeping with a student. I mean, honestly, this should not happen at the college level. Just the idea of someone in authority sleeping with a student is ridiculous. But given the age and how long is too long? I mean, it seems to me that you know, you're talking about more than two decades later. Now this is being dealt with by the courts. I don't know. I've got some mixed feelings on that. You know, why come forward 20 years later? What was the actual damage that was done? I mean, to me, there's a lot more to the story. But generally speaking, I support the PTI for this teacher because I think that at some level, you know, you're going to put a guy that's nearing the end of his life in jail for something that happened 25 years ago. There's something a little off, in my opinion, about this story. What are your thoughts? And do you think that they should throw the book at any teacher who sleeps with a student? Have you heard about anything like this happening? I can tell you that all through school and our kids' school, tons of rumors about what teacher would sleep with what kid, what aide. I mean, you hear about it, and you don't know if it's just the kids talking because they don't like a teacher or if it is actually taking place. What are your thoughts on this? Should they throw the book at this guy, or do you think, be a little lenient? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:15 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Got something to say? Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Zero.
Six 21 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Producer Kristen, I was talking about the teacher who got in trouble 20 years later.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that uncommon. I mean, I remember when the kids were in school, you would hear the rumors about certain teachers, certain aides. Like, that was a thing.
Yeah, even when I was in high school,
right?
It was a
Me
thing.
Too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there were certain teachers that the kids would talk about. But yet, I don't know. I don't think we have enough information on this issue with Steinert and who testified. And I mean, you know, you go back 25 years, memories start to fade. So I'm not surprised he got PTI. But this was when you were in high school. You heard the same things, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anyone ever get in trouble for it?
You know, not to my knowledge. I was thinking when I heard this story,
yeah,
wasn't there something where a teacher and a student, and maybe it wasn't in New Jersey, but they had a baby?
Yeah,
isn't
I think
there a
you're
story?
Right.
Yep. I mean, I don't know what part of the country it was in.
Right.
I just remember that being like really big news.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the teachers now, it doesn't seem to be the case here. I mean, if this guy is 77 now.
Right.
So he was 53 when this happened.
Yes, right.
Yeah. And you're talking about, what, a 16 or 17-year-old student?
Yeah.
Like, that's just creepy. That
yeah, is, it is. It's very creepy.
Right?
Well, they're old enough to be the student's parent, right?
Yeah. I mean,
even older.
Right. I just wonder, with all that time passing, I mean, I wonder how many tales are told out of school afterward that you hear back with friends of yours
mm-hmm.
that will say, oh, remember this? And you're like, oh, my God, that happened?
Well, I think a lot of things, too, that I don't want to say were allowed back then, but happened back then are just, I don't know, it's worse now, you know? Like, if a friend were to come out and say, oh, you know, this happened then,
right.
and back then it might not have been a big deal, but now, very
sensitive. Yeah, I mean, we've got an oddly tolerant society now for weird stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree.
You could say that.
Right? I mean, that's, yeah. But I think 35 got me thinking about the age gap. I mean, Jody and I are the same age, essentially. I'm a little older.
Okay.
But by, you know,
a
by
months?
Months, yeah,
okay.
yeah. I'm March, she's September. So, you know, I'm 6 months older. But, and you and Ryan are close, right?
No, we're not. We have a couple of years. We're 6 years, I think.
Well, so about 6 years is still. I mean, you're within, I think within 10 years, you're generationally similar.
Right.
But yeah, once you go beyond that, I don't know. I'd love to do a contest on what's the biggest gap. Is it even appropriate for me to have this conversation
Probably
after a guy
not.
Is getting in legal trouble for sleeping with a student? But where my brain went is the gap of you're talking about nearly 40 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. What's an appropriate gap for a relationship? I mean, and Hollywood aside, you know, these guys that are in their 70s and, you know, find the starlet who's 20-something, and
right.
that happens, but I think that culture is conducive to that. In normal life,
mm-hmm.
what's the biggest gap?
I think that it's seen more, like, you don't really see like a 19-year-old or a 20-year-old with an older person now.
No.
It's going to happen when,
you
know.
We have friends that are 20-something years.
Yeah, but they're older, you know,
they're a little older, second marriage.
Right.
That doesn't surprise me.
Right.
But this is like 40-some years.
Yeah, it's a big... My grandparents had a big age gap. It was my grandfather's
really?
Second marriage. My grandmother was his second marriage. And they had 18 years, I believe. They
That's
were 18
a lot.
Years. So it was, you know, when my grandfather passed away, he was 80. And my grandmother was in her 60s, early 60s.
Which is young.
So very young.
As a newly minted senior citizen
right,
at 55...
Right.
I believe 60s, very, very young. So that's the question for you. What's the biggest gap that you know of, or are you someone who is married? And does it go the other way? Seems like it's always older men, younger women.
Definitely.
Right?
Yes,
I mean, how many younger women or older women are marrying younger men?
It's not
common.
Almost
never hear about that.
Right.
I realize the crude term is the cougar, right? The older woman who goes after the young men.
Yes, that's what they call it. Yeah.
That's what they call it, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, how often does that end up in an actual relationship and marriage, I wonder?
That's a good question. I don't know anybody.
No, I'll bet the gap is mostly older men, younger women. Question for you, what's the largest gap in your life? And my apologies ahead of time of taking this story about a teacher sleeping with a student and taking it into the gap between men and women and their relationships. But, you know, my brain works in strange ways. You probably know that by now. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:26 is the time. Jen Ursillo with your news in 4 minutes. Six 37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, guy, 77 years old, was a former physics teacher, clearly a bit of a creeper, sleeping with a student 20-some years ago. Now he's doing pretrial intervention, and he'll have his record expunged if he completes the program. I'm okay with that. I mean, the accusation of him sleeping with the student goes back 20-plus years. It's odd to have that come out this far, you know, and the challenge, of course, is that wildly inappropriate for any teacher, in my opinion, even if you're close in age, to sleep with a student. I think it violates that authority bond that you need to have, that relationship, that structure, etc. That said, you know, where my brain goes, all of a sudden I start thinking, oh, it's an interesting gap. I mean, he's 77 now. The student would have been, I don't know, we don't know how old, 16, 17, maybe 18, I don't know. But either way, the gap, you're talking about like 40 years. And I wonder if that's more common today or less common. And does it ever happen where the man is on the younger side from the woman? Let's start with Darlene in Washington. Morning, Darlene. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, because I had a little laryngitis this morning, but
that's all right.
My son is actually 12 years younger than his wife.
No kidding.
Yes.
Now, how did they meet?
They are both EMTs, and they met on the job.
Got it.
He was 27 at the time, and she was 39. And he actually, this was his second marriage, not hers. This is her first. But they have a great relationship. They just had a little boy about a year ago.
Oh, congratulations, and Grandma. That's great.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
They have a great relationship. I'll be honest. At first, I was a little leery. Like, when he told me, well, she's 12 years older. And I was like, she's 12 years older? And he was like,
yeah, but
she's a wonderful, I mean, she's a great daughter-in-law. And they have a wonderful relationship. And it's working. So, I don't know.
You know what? I love it, Darlene. Look, you never know. Love hits you and you're in the right spot. You've got enough in common. And I think the test is how long have they been together?
Well, they've been together 5 years, married for 3.
That's awesome. And now with a little kid. What a great, great story. I love it. Thank you, Darlene. Listen, you need a hot toddy. You need the third whiskey, third honey, and third lemon juice.
Yeah, well, I'm heading to work, and I'm a first-grade teacher, so that ain't going to work.
That's probably not going to help you. Yep, I hear you. I hear you. Maybe that's for after school. Thanks, Darlene. Have a great rest of your day. Let's go to Dylan in Englishtown. Morning, Dylan.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Doing great. How about you? You sound good this morning. You're energized, ready to go.
I'm always great. Ready to go. Ready to rock and roll. So me and my wife are 9 years apart. She's 9 years older than me. So
no kidding.
Darlene, but yeah, we actually met when my friend was on a date with her. We met at F Cove in Brick.
No kidding.
And then it didn't work out. We're married 3 years and have 2 little girls.
Oh, Dylan, that is really awesome. Now, are you still in touch with your friend who was dating her?
Actually, I am. We still talk here and there, and it's all good.
Was he at the wedding?
No, he wasn't at the wedding.
Because that would have been weird. Let me ask you, Dylan. So you, they were on a date. Was it a double date or was it like a group thing? And it's like, hey, I'm with this girl in the group.
It was more like he met her on Tinder. He invited her over to go on the boat, to go to Evco. And it was just like a group thing, I would say. It really wasn't like an actual
date. So did you notice her right away and think, ah, she's too good for him?
Yeah, pretty much.
I love it.
I slid myself in, and then look at that. 5 years later, two girls.
Can I ask you, when you inserted yourself into that, was it like your friends like, hey, it's not going to work out? You're like, hey, do you mind if I call her? Like, how does that work?
It actually all happened right there and then. She came back over after the day, and then we just hung out after when everyone left, and it just happened.
It just happened. I love it. I love a just happened story. And now, and here you are. You're married, right? You're married what? What'd you say, 2 years?
3 years.
3 years. That's awesome, man. Congratulations, Dylan. I love it. Have a good one. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Michelle and Brick. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
All right. So,
yep, my husband and I, yesterday was our 16th wedding anniversary, and we met in 21, started dating in 20, I'm sorry, we met in 2001, started dating in 2002, mm-hmm. and yeah, he's 14 years younger than me.
No, I didn't know that, Michelle. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And you've been married 16 years. I mean, that is, you're over the hump.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's the, that is fantastic. Well, you guys are great. I love to hear it. How did you meet?
So he actually, his father purchased the bar that my girlfriend and I used to go to shoot pool. Yeah. And he was my bartender.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I love it. I love it. What bar?
It was called Pitcher's Pub. Well, he changed the name after he bought it to On the Fritz.
Is it still around?
No.
Too bad. That's too bad. Well, Michelle, thank you for sharing that. Thanks for everything you guys do for us. I really appreciate all your volunteer help. You are a great part of the team. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, you got it, Bill.
Now I got to tell Jody. I didn't realize 16 years and 14. That is awesome. I love that you're a part of this story. That's very cool. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Michelle. All right, take care. All right. So your call's coming up. What is your gap? So now we got a 14-year gap. I think Michelle wins. And the question for you is, and all these women older than men. So there I go. I stand corrected. The minute I say that something doesn't exist that much, you guys turn me right around. So the question for you is, what's the widest age gap that you have in your friend circle that you know of, or you and anybody else who has a relationship more than 10 years in the gap, but the woman is older? I think it's kind of rare. What about you? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. Traffic and weather coming up next.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
6:50 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk Good Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So yesterday we had a great visit with our new friend Penny, who's in Marlboro. If you remember, Penny called last week. We were talking about affordability in the Garden State. And in the middle of that conversation, she let us know that her air conditioner had shut down and not been working for 2 years. And yesterday we stopped by the house and met our new friends at First Choice Plumbing and Heating. Owner Ed was there. Service manager Ryan met us there. One of the install managers, Craig, was there. And a couple of techs. And Paul from the manufacturer. And they installed a brand new air conditioner. And then they did one more thing to help Penny out, but I'm going to let her tell you what that is. Penny in Marlboro, welcome back. How are you, Penny? Great to meet you yesterday.
Oh, it was a pleasure to meet you and Jody and everybody else on your team. I want to thank you again. I want to thank First Choice and their team, Ryan, Ed, the technicians, everyone. I am so humbled and so grateful for what you started, Bill, and it's so appreciated. And yes, he did one more kind act. And he went down to my association to the property manager, and he has helped pay my association fees.
Amazing. And we didn't know he was going to do that. He announced that while we were there. We had no idea he was going to do that. What a kind gesture.
Kind is beyond. I mean, like I said, these are angels. He's a wonderful man. You're a wonderful man. Jody's a wonderful, you're all wonderful people. It was a beautiful day.
You had Jody and I talking about meeting you the rest of the day. We had three more stops, and you were absolutely the highlight of the day, the week, the month. It was just great to meet you. And how is Sebastian, your little dog?
He's doing good. He was a good boy.
He really was.
By the end of the day, he was so tired. He just wanted to go to sleep.
I'll bet.
As I did. I was overwhelmed, and by the time everybody left and yeah. I looked at Sebastian, he looked at me, and I said, I'm beat.
It's time for bed. Well, you've now got one of the nicest and newest systems in the neighborhood, and it looks great. I'm kind of hoping for some hot weather just so you can try it out, right?
Well, I can tell you one thing. The heating system is fantastic.
Perfect, right?
Because it's a little chilly this morning, and it's on, and it's wonderful.
I love it. Penny, I'm so happy we were able to facilitate that and bring you together. And it's one of the things and one of the drivers that keeps me going is that we need to be able to solve some of these problems at the level of government. If government paid as much attention as the morning show, we might not have all the problems we have in this state. Right. So I think we're going to lead by example and then set that example for the politicians out there to say, guys, you need to step up. We have a lot of people who are hurting. But Penny, by you bringing your story forward and calling the show, you've now opened the door for so many tens of thousands of people out there that are hurting and know that help is on the way. So thank you for doing that and having the courage to call us.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome back on the show anytime, Penny. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And proud to call you a friend.
You too, Bill.
You take care.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye now. That is Penny in Marlboro. Yeah, it was. I'll put up some of the pictures. There's a great video that I just sent to producer Kristen of Jody and I meeting Penny for the first time. And this happened because of a random call. I was talking about affordability. And the reality is that we know just how many people are hurting across the Garden State. And, you know, I used to say this when Chris Christie was governor and he would come in and do Ask the Governor. And the entire time was taken up by people calling and saying, Governor, I got a problem. I remember one young guy could not get a permit for his trailer. So he called Ask the Governor, and the governor literally took his phone and he called the transportation commissioner and got it done. But my takeaway from that was, hey, good that Chris is a man of action. Bad that you have to solve that problem because government is so wholly incompetent that it takes a radio show to solve problems for average people. That is an enormous problem. What problem can I solve for you today? 1-800-283-101.5 is a number. You got something that government isn't solving? Something that I can do to help put you together with the right person? 1-800-283-101.5. Right now, though, 6:56. Jen Ursula with your news in 4 minutes.
Your direct line to the studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So I threw it out there. Do you need help with something? I was inspired by Penny and her call and the fact that I know there are good people out there that will step up. You know, Jersey's got quite a reputation and quite a Jersey edge. And we love the edge. But we're also a very kind and giving state. And we will look out for one another. But it really speaks volumes that we solve so many problems here on the radio show and have been for the past 9 years that I've been on the air. And government is so lacking in the support. I am always shocked by how many people are having trouble navigating through government and how little of our resources are available back to us. All right, what can I solve for you today? Let's go to Michael in Manchester. Morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. So,
all right, I'll make
what do you
quick.
Need?
So I live in Whiting, Manchester. It's an older home. It's from 1920. I bought it from my mother.
Okay.
It's me and my wife and my young daughter. We're trying to, we're just trying to add on a two-bedroom, one-bathroom. And we had all the plans set. We had the money for everything. And then we find out that the house was actually zoned as a commercial building, even though it's residential. So now we're having issues with the township. The only thing I can think of is that we're the only house on our side of the street. And across the street from us is a shopping plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if when the plaza got put up, the house got zoned as...
Michael, what did they specifically tell you? They said that you're zoned commercial, so therefore you can't add another area for someone to sleep.
Yes, correct. So now we're having issues with the township, and I don't know. I know you have spoken highly of the mayor
yep.
in the town.
I'm gonna connect you today. Michael, that's exactly where I'm going.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Rob Arace and his entire team, these are good people, and they understand that government is public service. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and we're going to ask. I think you talked to Zach when you called. So he's going to take down your information. Then producer Kristen is going to connect you with Mayor Rob Arace. So we'll get that done for you.
All right, thank you.
All right. And do me a favor, Michael, after you talk to the mayor or whoever he designates, call me back and let me know when this is resolved. This sounds like something that can be resolved in a pretty easy way.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. You got it, Michael. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Thank you. All right. Let's go to time. Yeah. John in Bridgewater. Morning, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. As always, thank you for all you do.
You got it.
So I have a subdivision, and we were required to build a two low-income housing units in the subdivision as part of the agreement with the township, which we did. We got the unit built last year. We contacted Affordable Housing in December 13th.
Mm-hmm. What did they say?
About the application, and we have not been able to get it filed since.
Why not?
Well, you'd have to ask them. They don't pick the phone up. They don't return emails. I've probably emailed them 20 times.
Have you talked to the mayor's office to see if they can...
I didn't talk to the mayor's office. I did talk to the government. I mean, the governor's office.
Yeah, but they're useless. They won't help you. They did
pick the phone up, and they did give me an email to contact, but that's been a month now.
Yeah, how'd that work out? Right.
Yeah.
I would like to reset the clock, John. I'd like to get you in touch with our friend Matt Mensch, who is an outstanding mayor in New Jersey. And let me see what his office can do and see if they can at least pierce the veil of for whatever reason we have this like shroud of secrecy around government offices and average people can't get through. It is absolutely maddening. So, John, I'm going to put you on hold, get your contact. I'm going to get you in touch with Matt Mensch. He's a good friend. He's a good guy. And then let's see if they have any other suggestions before we then try another route. If that doesn't work, I want you to call me back.
I appreciate your time. Thank you,
got you
very
it, John.
Much.
You got it. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll connect you guys today. All right, Ron, Corey, everybody hang in there. I'm coming back. 7:15, what's on your mind? Can we help solve a problem? Can I introduce you to one of my many friends around the state that might be able to step up and solve your problem for you? 1-800-283-101.5 is a number. Spady Helpline is open. 7:15, traffic and weather next.
Stay in the know with New Jersey 101.5 News. Get your Jersey news instantly by downloading our app. Listen on demand wherever you want, bringing the latest newscast right to your fingertips.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I'm going to do my best to help all of you as best we can. And look, the most important thing that I can do is bridge a relationship and get something started. And I appreciate the blessing that I have at the helm of the largest audience in the state. And we know that so many different people, both those in need and those that have the means to help, are listening. So that's the good news. The bad news is your government is broken. Broken. And we got to fix it. And we're going to. Let's start with Corey in Perth Amboy.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm great, Corey. I'm feeling great this morning.
Yeah, so I met you down at Dina's Bistro the one night when...
Oh, yeah. Boy, what a great place. What a cool place. I love the family, the whole thing. All good stuff.
Exactly. So, I need help with this student loan garbage.
All right, tell me.
So, I've been a teacher for 19 years. Mm-hmm. I was in an urban district. I was in Newark for 14 years. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in Perth Amboy. And Bloomfield was actually considered part of the urban and the stuff needed. Every time, it doesn't matter what loan it is, public service, any loan that they put out, they always try and tell me because I had one loan out from back in like 98, mm-hmm. October, that I'm not eligible for like any loan. So I just keep paying. I keep paying. Sally Mae, you know.
So let's go back. So you took out your first student loan in order to what? Get your degree so you could teach.
Well, I originally wasn't going to be a teacher. I took my first, you know, the whatever loans you get. Like I took like $11,000 or $5,000.
Yeah. Okay.
My book.
And you paid that back.
And those loans are already paid off.
Okay. What's not paid off?
When I got my special ed certificate from, I guess, like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And then my Sally Mae, when I got my master's for, my master's in education.
Yeah. And what's that costing you a month? Hundreds, right?
I'm like up to between the both of them, almost 900.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's completely crazy. So you're trying to now get another loan?
No, I'm trying to get these loans paid off.
Well, call Joe Biden. You're going to call Joe Biden. He's throwing money around.
Yeah, I've already done that. Like none of my stuff like ever gets, it never gets.
So, Corey, it sounds like what your real issue is, you may need some financial restructuring. You may need to talk to a financial professional. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to get you in touch with my good friends at the CSI Group and have Jack Tenari take a look at what you've got going on and see if he can offer any advice and help. Jack's our CPA, and he's been doing my taxes for 10 years. Anything financial related, they can help.
Okay.
So I don't want to make any promises. I don't know, you know, not being a financial planner myself. However, I know he's helped a lot of people that are in your situation. There might be something you haven't thought of, a way to move something around to either A, get your payments lower, or B, get these loans paid off in a more efficient manner, and then see if there are any government assistance programs out there that can help offset, maybe take down some of the balance. I don't know. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get all your information, and I'm going to connect you to the CSI group today.
Okay, great.
Okay? Thanks, Corey. Appreciate you. Libby, Vida, John, I'll be right back. 726, Jen Ursula with the news in 3.5 minutes. .737 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. Let's jump right back into it. So help is on the way. If you have called us, and producer Kristen has already connected some folks with Mayor Matt Mensch. We're working on Mayor Rob Arace. And as far as the student loans, if you've got a financial issue, yes, CSI Group is certainly our go-to. But, you know, what unique problem do you have? And I'm going to say it again. I said it earlier before the news, that it really is a sign of a very terrible state of affairs with our state government, that you get more help from a radio morning show than calling the government you're paying taxes to support. So we got to change that. And, you know, we'll be discussing in more detail over the next 2 months what that change means and what form that comes in and what I'll be doing over the next few months. But in the meantime, let's jump in and solve your problem if we can. We'll start with Libby in Scotch Plains. Morning, Libby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing? How can I help you?
Well, we had a garden nursery behind our house, and they tore it down about a year and a half ago and put up a large apartment complex, and they raised the level of the land, and now all of their rainwater runs into our yard and down into our neighbor's yard.
Wow.
Every time it rains.
So what did they, let me ask you this, Libby, not in your yard, it's your neighbors having the problem.
No, we're having the problem.
Oh, so what did they build? What happened that caused, what was the big change?
They raised the level of the property and put in ginormous apartment complexes.
And this is in Scotch Plains. Have you called the mayor's office?
Yes.
And what did they say to you?
We'll look into it. We'll forward your stuff to the new property owners.
Yeah, that goes nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, here's what you need. Libby, I'm going to tell you what you need. You need a lawyer.
Okay.
You need a lawyer. And I can connect you with our friends at the CSI Group Law Firm, because, you know, Mark Garber's my attorney. And these are the kinds of things where you will be given the runaround for years. And it's only a matter of time before you have a bigger problem, whether it's water in the basement, et cetera. You know, this is the challenge we have with all of these housing units, which is why it is a number one issue that we need to solve in January 2026 and go back to trading these credits, so we can push the housing credits out of our suburban towns back into our cities and make an accommodation for developmentally disabled beds, recovery beds, all of that, and have those count as affordable housing units. So we're going to get there, but that's not going to solve the water problem in your house. It sounds to me like you're entitled to something. So I would start there. So I'm going to put you on hold, Libby. If you're okay, we'll connect you with the team at the CSI Group Law Firm, and they'll at least hear you out, and they will tell you if they can help you right away.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Libby. Good luck. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to John in Little Egg Harbor. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
I'm calling. Actually, my issue is a child support issue. I was always a good father with my kids. And my ex-wife, back in 2000, and I believe it was 9, I broke my neck and my back.
Oh, my God.
I took a fall from 40 feet, and I was in a hospital for a long time, almost 7 months altogether between that and rehabilitation.
40 feet? John, what kind of work were you doing, construction?
I actually fell off of a telephone pole, and I worked for a phone company.
So you're a lineman.
I used to get, Yeah, well, I was what they called the CETA group. I used to go up and I used to splice the cables and do all that stuff. But
how did you fall? Not to distract you, but how did that happen?
No. I used to gaff the poles. I didn't set ladders. I used to put the spikes on the boots and climb up. And when I leaned back to put my belt on, I missed a clip and I fell off the pole from 40 feet.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the fall?
Not really, because it happened so quick. And when I hit concrete, I hit the sidewalk below me. So I was in the hospital for a long time between rehabilitation. And
Were you conscious when you hit?
No. I had severe head issues.
You could have died. Wow.
Yeah, I was very close.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. During that time period, my ex-wife took my son, who at the time was 4 years old, and left the state without consent with the person she was having an affair with. And she left and went to, she traveled to different places, upstate New York and Massachusetts. And then I haven't seen him in 14 years. She changed his last name to her now husband's name without consent. All you have to do is advertise it in any local newspaper for 7 days. If you don't reply or respond, and that's the way they're allowed to do it in the state of New Jersey. And it was kind of like a back.
What do you mean? Say that again. What do you mean? Advertise in a local paper would
for an adoption for him to basically adopt my son and change his last name in the state of New Jersey. All you have to do is put it anywhere in a newspaper and just say that I'm changing.
Without consent of the father. And even though you are around and were you guys legally divorced at the time?
At the time, yes.
So you were legally divorced. You get hurt. You're in the hospital. How old was your son at the time?
4 years old. He's now 18.
John, I am so sorry. This is a heartbreaking story.
Yeah, thank you. It's like, yeah,
so you have no way. You don't know where he is?
Well, in October of this last year, due to her nephew, who I've still kept in contact with, and he was trying to find out, he spoke with him and asked him if he'd like to speak with me. And he called me back and he said, look, he'll talk to you, but it might be a little bit of time. Well, 3 hours later, he called me for the first time in 14 years. And he's in the Naval Academy now down in Florida. He sounds like a great young man, and I'm trying to build something back out of it. But my life has kind of spun around since then. I was a very successful person with a large company, and I pretty much lost everything. And the state of New Jersey basically wanted me to still, keep paying child support, but they hit you for like 60%, and you're working for basically.
Why are you still paying? But are you paying it now? I mean, he's 18. They're married. Why are you paying anything?
No. Well, right now I'm not. It stopped when he turned 18.
Got it.
But the thing that's crazy, if he went to college, you still got to pay for them until they complete college. And even though she changed his last name 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it keeps accumulating to a point where you can't even get a job in New Jersey or anywhere because they take the large portion of your.
Yeah, I get it. You know, so. Yeah. I'm not sure where to begin with this one. I think it has to start with an attorney.
Yeah.
You got to have a conversation with an attorney, lay out the facts, and let's go from there. So I'm going to put you on hold, John. We're going to connect you and lay this out with the guys we put you in touch with, and then get back in touch with producer Kristen. Like, keep us posted on where this goes, because I see two sides to this. Number one, it sounds like there's a law and that needs changing in New Jersey. Your story is a horrific one. And it also sounds like we need to do better by folks that will otherwise be classified as a deadbeat dad, when in fact it's completely and amazingly unfair. So I'm on it. That is something I want to include in our common sense package as we start talking about how to fix the state. But in the meantime, I want to get you in touch with someone that can help you. So, John, hold the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, John. All right, it's 7:46. Your call's coming up, 1-800-283-101.5. What can I help you with today? Can I help you? And what do you expect that your government should be doing for you that they're not? 1-800-283-101.5. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
.752 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talkin' Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So is there something that I can help you solve? We'll start with Edward in Freehold. Morning, Edward. Okay. Oh, I think we have... Wait a minute. Edward.
Oh, morning.
Hey, there we go. Hey, Edward, before you start, I just want to make a point to thank my friend Matt Mensch, mayor of Bridgewater, who has already reached out to the guy that's got the issue with the affordable housing. So thank you, Mayor Matt Mensch. He is truly a great example of what a strong, solid local leader looks like. All right, Edward, what can I solve for you?
The problem has actually already been solved, but I think it's a ridiculous situation that took way too long to solve.
Tell me.
So, this was like 2016, and it got resolved as of like last year. And it has to do with child support, actually. So, my two siblings, I'm the son of the person I'm talking about, but
okay.
He essentially went back and forth with the government for the state, and they couldn't help him because she went to Florida.
So wait, let me understand, Edward. So your mom and dad got divorced.
Correct.
Mom heads out to Florida, not in touch, I'm presuming? Just goes.
Nope, not in touch.
Good. Leaves the kids out, and there are three of you.
Yes.
So she finds another guy, and she skips town.
Correct.
Okay. So now you, your two siblings, and your dad are here. What happened?
No, my two siblings went with her, and I stayed with my dad.
No kidding. Are you the oldest or the youngest?
I'm the oldest.
Wow. Boy, that's a strain on the family.
She was in and out of mental hospitals beforehand.
Oh, my God.
And they allowed her to take them for some reason. And she was posting on Facebook and whatnot that she was spending the money on illegal substances, which, you know, that's not necessarily legal.
Well, no, not at all. So what happened? So wait, your dad is paying child support now to your two sister, your two siblings?
Well, as I said, it's resolved now, but it took like 6 or 7 years for that to be resolved, and he had to pay the entire time.
Wow.
And they kept mishandling files and whatnot. They wouldn't.
What happened to your mom and siblings? Like, did they, were they, was there any consequences to the illicit substances or no?
No, not for her.
Well, are you in touch with your siblings?
Yes, they're actually back in New Jersey now with my dad.
No kidding. And did your mom get the help she needed?
I hope so. I haven't really kept in touch.
Yeah. Sad situation. What finally resolved it where your dad didn't have to pay anymore?
My dad had to go down to Florida himself and do a whole bunch of stuff because New Jersey wouldn't really do anything for him.
So, Edward, I'm glad you called. I'm going to add this to our list. I'm going to add this whole point of adoption. I want to explore that and understand how a kid can be taken from a legitimate biological parent who's suffering in the hospital. And this whole issue of child support, to me, needs a deep dive. And I am not an expert on that. I'd love to throw that out there. If there are any divorce attorneys that would like to talk to me about the fairness and unfairness of our child support system, because I think it's something we have to add to our common sense list. Edward, thank you for calling. Appreciate you. And I'm glad you're back with your siblings. That's at least a partially happy ending. And, yeah, we'll say a prayer for your mom. I hope she got the help she needed. Martha, Donna, I'll be back after the news. 7:56, Jenner Sillow in 3.5 minutes.
What do you think? We want to know. Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, 10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. 10 o'clock this morning, Talkin' Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So we're talking about what's wrong in the Garden State and what I can help you with. We've already heard from Mayor Matt Mensch in Bridgewater. He is all over this affordable housing issue. Waiting to hear back from Robert Race in Manchester. And we've referred at least 4 people now to either CPA services or law services through our friends at the CSI group. So very happy to be as helpful as I can this morning. So what's on your mind? What is What is hurting you right now that we might be able to help? Let's go to Lily Sue in Bridgewater. Hey,
yes,
Lily.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yes.
What a cool name.
I'm good. How are you?
I've never met a Lily Sue.
Oh, well, my last name is pronounced Sue, but it's not S-U-E.
I thought that was your first name. That's your last name.
Yes, correct.
So you're just Lily.
Yes, I'm Lily.
So I just made you a one name. Like, I'm like, you're from the South somewhere. Like, Lily Sue. Right? Like, it sounds like an Alabama name or something. Anyway. All right, Lily.
Yeah,
I easily get distracted, as you probably know. What can I do to help you?
Oh, okay. I worked for a company, a big company, about like maybe 20, 25 years ago. And I left the company without like an exit interview to tell me what I have and what I'm entitled to after working for 4.5 years with them. And all I was giving is that my paycheck, my last paycheck, and so forth. Then I realized now that I do apply to a pension, but I was short. And then at that time, I wanted to finish the project, and they wanted me to finish the project. So they put me on working for an agency for the rest of the 5 years that I was with them. But the agency that I worked for doesn't count into my full-time benefit with the company. So
which may have been why they did it, Lily.
I know.
I mean, that could have been their fast one. Like, ha-ha, we got you.
Exactly. Right. So they didn't, like, usually they give you an exit interview saying, okay, this is what you're entitled for and how much you're getting and so forth. But they didn't mention anything about my pension. And now that I found out that I'm so close to getting it, so they just let me go. But they wanted me to finish the project. So they set me up with some kind of agency that is.
Are you still working on the project now?
Oh, no. This is like 20 years ago, but I retired.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, Lily. You're still collecting your pension?
No, I don't have it from them.
You didn't get any pension from your time there?
No, I didn't. That's why I'm kind of like short out myself, you know, because I didn't know. I left, and they just want me to.
Was this a big public company?
Yes.
Have you written to their human resources department?
No, I didn't, because I'm not good in writing anything. So I called them, so easy to communicate. And when they told me, well, sorry, you missed it by like a couple of months.
Yeah, that sounds pretty unfair. What you're going to have to do, though, is write them. I think you need to get something in writing. So you explain, because they blew you off too easily. You call them and say, you know, you tell them the story you just told me, and they're like, oh, sorry, you missed the date. Most people then stop there, and then the company has no reason to follow through. So what you need to do is get the human resources email. And if you want, we can help you with that. We can help you find that person to contact. And so you don't have to say the name of the company on the air. We'll get the name of the company from you. We'll get you the proper email. And then you need to get a note to them that documents everything you're saying, because the next level would be to talk to an attorney. But as far as I don't know, because we don't know all the circumstances. So I'm going to put you on hold, Lily, and we're going to let Zach will pick up, and we'll get information for you about the company. Thank you. Appreciate you. And thank you for allowing me the discretion of renaming you Lily Sue. Martha, Tom, Kim, John, I will be back. It's 8:15. Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Your daily dose of New Jersey on the go. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, enroll in alerts, and dig into local stories, news, weather, and more. Your connection to everything Jersey.
22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, I got to tell you something. I'm going to get back into this. Martha, Kim, John. But wow, did we have a great meal last night. My good friend Mayor Sal and his wife Jerry, we were in Clark and went to 1051 Bistro. Mikey Schertz owns 1051. You got to go to the restaurant and find out why that's his nickname. But let me tell you something. We were so full. They brought out all these appetizers, and this was the end of a long day. And, you know, what an idiot I am. Like, I called ahead, and I'm like, hey, Sal, we're going to be early. And I'm never early. So move the reservation to 6:30, because I'll be there at, like, 20 after. So I arrived at 6:55. Probably could have kept the original 7 o'clock reservation, because, of course. But end of a long day, the apps come out. Mikey Shirts makes this short rib bruschetta that is off the charts. So, so good. So I had too many appetizers. I was full, but I'm like, I have to try the veal. Now, we took a lot of it home, but they have a bone-in veal parm that rivals some of the great bone-in veal parms that I've written about. It's up on the website, nj1015.com/BillSpadia. Check it out, and you want to get to Bistro 1051 in Clark. Awesome. All right, let's get back to solving your problems. We'll start with Kim and Lacey. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm probably not going to speak very eloquently about this, but I'm going to try and get my ideas.
Okay. Take your time.
So my family lives in Lacey Township in Ocean County. And right now, the governor's funding formula has for school aid.
Yeah, you guys got burned.
Totally.
Yep, burned. Totally burned. So, don't worry, Kim. They're putting all your money into Newark, where most of the kids can't do grade level math or read. Yeah.
It's terrible. Over the last 7 years, we've lost $13.7 million in state aid.
Yep, all punishable because of your politics.
Yes, and so they've already reduced 141 positions, including teachers, administration, and support staff, and made cuts to the athletics, including all freshman sports, reduced all co-curricular budgets, all educationally valuable field trips, reduced the elective class offerings at the middle and high school levels, and eliminated courtesy busing.
Yep.
And despite all of these reductions, the 24-25 budget still reflects $6.9 million in a budget imbalance. So this is devastating for our school district.
Yeah. Are you a teacher, Kim?
I'm not. I'm just a passionate parent.
Well, I am very glad that you called. I want to ask you something. Would you be willing to put together a group of other passionate parents that we can do a listen and learn and talk about this?
We would absolutely love someone to hear us.
All right, let's do it. Because, Kim, help is on the way. I'm going to tell you this, that, and I appreciate you're not calling on a specific problem, but an overall problem. We have a governor that is willing to play politics with school funding. The challenge with school funding is that so much is wrapped up into debt and pension payments that the taxpayers are getting burned at every level. We're spending now 69 cents out of every dollar coming in on the $34 billion we collect in real estate taxes going to education. The problem is kids can't read. So clearly the investment we're making lacks a return. And part of the challenge is that how we rate our schools based on college acceptance instead of what I think we ought to be rating them on, jobs out of school. I want to bring back a handwriting class and teach kids how to sign their name. I believe we need to get rid of the pronouns and the DEI and all the gender nonsense and start teaching math and reading and history. We're going to scrap social sciences. What a stupid name that is. We're going to bring back actual history, teach about our presidents, teach about American greatness, and restructure the funding by creating a formula that rewards the good school districts and absolutely bases it on productivity, how many kids are reading, writing, and doing math at grade level. We are going to upend the whole system. And it all starts, Kim, with a red line item veto on the NJEA funding for their pension until they come to the table and we have an Act 10-like restructuring as they did successfully in Wisconsin. It's all coming. But I'm going to put you on hold, Kim. I'd love to come out and talk to you and the rest of your concerned parents. We do these listen and learns around the state. I'd love to be in Lacey in the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to put you on hold, but get your contact info.
Well, thank,
Well, you know what, Kim? I'm out of time, but I got a break for news, but we'll talk offline and we'll have that meeting set up in the next few weeks. All right, John, Martha, I'll be back. 8:28. Jenna Silla with the news next. A38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Martha, John, we'll get to you in 1 second. Producer Kristen, so we had Kim in Lacey who called about the school funding, and you could really hear how passionate and upset she was. So what I want to do, and Kim, if you're still listening, I just talked to Sherry Nardalillo, who is the president of our newest group, Women for Common Sense. And we think that's where the most help is going to be.
Yeah.
So because we sponsor these events, we've had 6 sellout events so far. So I'm going to send you Sherry's cell. If you can connect Kim and Lacey with Sherry Nardalillo,
yeah,
we'll get the ball rolling. So, sure. Kim, you'll be hearing from Sherry hopefully today. So we're solving problems all morning on New Jersey 101.5. And look, this is something that obviously we've got to fix this state. And until we're in a position to truly right the ship, these airwaves are going to serve as your lifeline to making sure we are solving problems for you. Let's start with John in Highland Park. What's going on, John?
Good morning, Bill. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I was just listening to the guys with the child support situations.
Oh, my God. The guy that hadn't seen his kid in 14 years? Wasn't that horrible?
Tom, he's fighting and losing battle. I paid 16 years child support for children I didn't see, for 3 children I didn't see.
Why? What happened, John?
When she went through a divorce and she took off with some young guy about 15 years younger than her. He was 18. She was 33 at the time.
Yikes.
And I hired somebody and found out where they were, and I'd go back to court and we'd send her notices to appear in court for failure to... with the failure for the divorce decree that I had visitation rights. Mm-hmm. And she would ignore that. Nothing was ever... I spent thousands on lawyers going to court. Nothing was ever done.
How far away did she take your kids? And how many kids? 3 kids?
Well, at first she took them to Burlington County. Then she took off, and I didn't know where she went for the next 14 years. And then eventually, I ended up in the hospital for something, and she brought the children up to see me. But I ended up in a coma, so I couldn't see them. But they left numbers where they can be reached.
Are you in touch with your kids now?
Very seldom. It was hard building a relationship back because her side of the story was telling them that the reason I didn't see them for 15 years was because I didn't care about them and I didn't want to see them, and that I never paid a dime in child support. And the truth was I wanted to see them with all my heart and soul, and I did pay child support. And then through the years, she would call me and then she would ask me for money or something, and then if I wouldn't give it to her, she would badmouth me to my kids over and over again.
Yeah.
So they have an idea of me that I'm somebody that I'm not. So it's hard to... My daughter calls me once in a while, but it's almost like, you know, she's talking to a lost uncle because I miss so many years of her life. And fighting a losing battle. I used to belong to a father's rights group, and how this goes on so often in New Jersey is pathetic, and the courts do nothing about it. They do nothing, absolutely nothing. And it's been going on for years and years and years and years. All they're concerned about, if you pay that child support, if you miss the child support, you're going to jail. If she misses bringing them kids for visitation, nothing's happening.
You know, it is an unfair system. And John, anecdotally, it sounds like the system skews in favor of women and not dads. But again... That's anecdotally what we've heard this morning. I want to take a real long look at this. I don't know that we have had an update to how we handle situations like this in a long time. And, you know, with fewer people getting married, with kids being born, and relationships are a lot more casual today, I wonder if our laws are not in need of a major overhaul and adaptation to recognize the reality of today to make sure that kids, A, can't be taken away from mom and dad unless they're extenuating circumstances, and B, that people who are struggling to make ends meet as it is are not responsible. To me, why is the incentive to leave and take the kids because I'm going to get a check? We need to reverse that and create the incentive to stay. Now, that doesn't mean that the government can guarantee marital bliss. You might hate each other and have to live in separate rooms. But it would occur to me that I'd rather see a couple have to figure it out than the taxpayers spend all kinds of money on the courts, et cetera, to help you figure it out. I think we need to reverse what it is. And my guess is there are a lot of people out there, men and women, who have been financially distressed because of how the courts have handled child support. So that, John, honestly, it doesn't surprise me. And the saddest part about it is the human part of it. The fact that you've got three children that grew up thinking dad was a bad dude. And you know, you try to piece together a relationship years later. And it's impossible. You know, it's impossible. And it's just tough. I mean, I don't know. Nothing I say is going to make that any better. But maybe we can start the conversation on changing the laws so that we can help people and foster some way of people reconciling at a level that they can actually work together as co-parents, even if they hate each other. John, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. We'll say a prayer for you and your kids. Martha, I'll get to you first on the other side. I know you've got an easy pass problem. My only concern, Martha, is that's going to open up the floodgates. I've yet to meet anybody that doesn't hate Easy Pass, but I'm going to say it anyway. You got an Easy Pass problem? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 844 is the time. Traffic and weather coming up next.
Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for alerts and receive instant notifications on breaking news, weather, and traffic. Staying connected to what matters most.
.851 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Coming up after the 9:20 traffic and weather, 9:15, whatever the hell we do it. Cash Code will be coming back. So stay tuned. Right now we're talking about solving your problems. Sad that it takes a radio show to do it, but we're blessed to have the audience and the connections and the relationships to be able to actually help people. So we've helped a lot of folks this morning. Can I help you? 1-800-283-101.5. The Spadia helpline is open for business. Let's go to Martha in Gillette. Hey, Martha.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I am doing great this morning. I'm just in a good mood. It could have been the bone-in veal that I had last night.
Great.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm pressed for time because I've been waiting. You left me all the
I know, way. And here I want to talk about veal. I'm wasting all your help time talking about food that I like. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just that I have to be at work.
All right. I understand. So do I.
Quickly. I'd say it's a different type of work.
Fair point. I'm already here.
So this is the way it is. I commute every day, and I have to take Parkway. I pay the tolls in Union, and then I pay the tolls in Bloomfield, exit 145.
Okay.
In Union, there's always somebody at the toll, so that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to exit 145, there is no one. There used to be someone, but I guess they fired them, whatever. There's no
so
one
you're
there.
Paying cash tolls, Martha? You're not Easy Pass?
Yes, I'm an idiot. I get it. I feel bad for the people. I don't want them to lose their jobs. That's another story for another day.
Wow. I love your attitude. All right, Martha. All right. So what happened? You're getting banged with what? Extra tickets, right?
Oh, you have no clue. I've racked up from February to March $1,000. So let me just tell you real quick, right?
All right.
I throw the money in, and it wasn't, you know, it doesn't register it that I paid it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do it every day, only sometimes.
Okay.
So then I honk the horn. Supposedly that's supposed to work because the guy at the union toll booth told me that.
All right.
So I honk the horn. I wait a few minutes, keep going. Doing my break in Easter, I had to go on 21 where there's the easy pass. The line in the pouring rain was about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, and I was there bright and early.
Okay.
Fast forward, the girl goes, I could put you on a payment plan. I said, I don't want a payment plan. I told you that.
Well, how much do you owe? How much do you owe, Martha?
There now, because of the late fee, because, you know, if you don't pay it, it all yep. came.
How much do you owe?
$1,000.
You owe $1,000. They want to put you on a payment plan, but does that solve the problem? Have you thought and considered maybe getting Easy Pass or no?
Yeah, hold on, because I'm one of those people that I tried to get to the bottom of it, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay.
So I told her, no, that's not the problem. The problem is that is not working, and that is not right. Because the other day, I do that every day for work. It was a little old lady, and she had to get out, and the poor lady doesn't know, like, she doesn't sustain. It's not registering.
Yep.
So I have to, like, yell out the window.
So do you have a name of someone you talked to at Easy Pass?
I did. They were going to get me in touch with someone.
All right.
And they did. They did.
Okay. And what happened?
It got sent. She says, oh, no, the person that is going to be able to help you is Port Authority.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. No. I don't know why they said that. This is an Easy Pass issue. So what we're going to do, Martha, is put you on hold. And I'm going to get you in touch with one of our contacts at Easy Pass. And you're going to explain to them that you owe $1,000, you don't have the tag, you're willing to get the tag, but there's no way that you should be responsible for all of the back pay. You're going to have to pay the toll. And what I would ask you to do is have a check written for the amount of the tolls you owe, not the late fees or the penalties, just the amount of the tolls. I'm guessing it's going to be about $200. So you write that check. And then I'm going to put you in touch with somebody, and we're going to see if we can solve this today.
That's awesome.
All right? All right. You hang on the line, Martha. Thank you very much. Linda, Marissa, everybody hang in there. I'm coming back. 8:56. Jen Ercillo with your news next.
Your phone, your radio. It's that simple. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app for an on-the-go listening experience. Thanks to our Listen Live sponsor, Guaranteed Service, New Jersey's premier plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical service provider.
Nine 10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I've got a comedy show coming up in Springfield on June 7th. Producer Kristen, Jen Ercillo, you're going to come.
We are going to be there.
So, you know who's performing?
That's why we're going.
Jill Myra.
Yeah, Jilly Bees.
And we're going to talk about her. She's not in the studio right now. Let's poke fun at her. She actually, though, in all seriousness, she's very funny.
She's very funny.
She is. Yeah.
I've heard her practicing her set here, and I don't know how she bounces ideas. I don't know what's set and what is just her. Right. So I can't wait to hear, because she's a goofball to begin with.
Well, I was going
to
say, Jill doesn't even
we love her.
She doesn't
goofy.
Even need a set. She could just get up there and talk, and it would be
if
funny.
We follow Jill Myra around with a camera, gold.
We say it all the time. It's like real world Jill Myra. Yeah. Like we
real
need
world Jill Myra.
Yeah,
yeah. It's Jill Myra's world. We are just living in it.
Absolutely.
Right. And I mean, just the sidebar nonsense that goes on at this place.
Oh yeah.
Then thankfully management doesn't come in till 9.
Oh, yes.
That's right? True. That's helpful. It's really great having 3 hours management free. And that is not a knock on our managers. Let's just call them Brian and Sam.
Sure.
Not a knock on you guys, but it is nice that, you know, sales guys come in early. Tony comes in nice and early.
He does.
He brings cream for the coffee.
He does.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm back on coffee at work.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was on a year or two almost hiatus.
How and why?
So here's what I'm doing. Well, what I'm doing is I'm dumping the water when I make a cup for myself, and I add new water because I don't trust that anybody's using the filtered water.
So
I dump and refill.
Okay.
So it's a process.
You don't have to do that.
Why?
Because I do that.
Mm-hmm. You do the same thing?
And you come in after me. So we're wasting water now.
So it's only you and I having the coffee in the morning.
and Eric.
But he's not here. Are you having a Jen? Jen, you don't drink coffee?
I absolutely drink coffee.
Do you drink this coffee?
Yeah, and I've been filling it. Oh, my God. Am I filling it? And then you're filling it.
Ah, crap. Are we all filling it?
This is really awkward.
All right. Can we? Let's. All right. All right.
I get in first, so I can fill.
So when I come in.
Yeah.
At 5:50,
right.
And I go look at the coffee.
Yeah. New.
It's new water from the filtered thing that
correct.
We have.
Correct. Not the sink. Correct.
No, no that's
because the sink is disgusting.
People do that, though. Yeah.
This is my concern. Right. My concern is that people do not know that they should not be drinking tap water.
No, that's a pet peeve of mine. I would never do it anyway.
Oh, God. It has odor to it. It's got all kinds of crap in it. I mean, who the hell knows what's in your tap water? Good grief. How old is this building? Oh.
Oh, so don't
you know what? I don't want to overthink this, but wow, I'm grossed out now. All right. So anyway, Jen, you come in.
Yep.
Well, wait a minute. You're in, Kristen. You're not here first.
She gets here. At 2:30.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yes, 2:30.
Well, I guess that's what Eric does, right? Does he get in that early?
Yes.
And then I'm here by 4:30. So Jen will.
Oh, late sleeper.
Do the water.
Must be nice. I'm kidding. Obviously,
I two kids at home, and I get up at 3. You want to try that again, Bill?
I roll in at 5:52.
Yeah, I can't believe you just said that, man.
I know. The latest I've gotten here is 6:05. Remember that morning when I was calling another Kristen?
Oh my gosh, in sales.
Yes, who doesn't work for us anymore, awful. I don't think.
No, and you called her when she left here. Like, she was not an employee here.
Like, 5:45 in the morning, the Ewing cops turned me around because there was something going on. I'm like, can I just drive around the stupid tree? I'm not going to hit anything. I work literally right there. I had to go back around 15 minutes to get here the other way.
Oh, I remember.
And I'm like, I'm going to be late. I have not been late. I mean, I've been on the air 9 years. I have not missed one starting moment.
Well,
really, guys? I was looking for a little credit. I was thinking, like, oh, good job, Bill. A little pat on the back. Oh,
that's what you
that
wanted?
Was me fishing for a compliment. Like, wow, that's really fantastic. No, nothing.
You showed up.
Okay. Anyway, we have a comedy show coming up with the great Jill Myra. And you know what? Quite honestly, I don't know what the link is off the top of my head. So what you're going to do is go to my events page, which we will. What I'll do is producer Kristen will put a link to the events page in the post about Penny today, because that was an event yesterday. It's BillSpadia.com/events. Scroll down to the June event and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's, Jill is just fantastic. She is. She's as funny as you think she is. All right. Marissa, I'm going to get to you first. I realize I just started talking about I got off on a wild tangent there between comedy and bone in veal, which I have waiting for me in the fridge right now when I go home. I cannot wait. Oh, so hungry. It's 9:15. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
Got something to say? Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
We are here solving problems. Why? Because we listen. And for my 9 years on the air, this has always been about you, and it will continue to be about you. So, you got a problem? We are going to do our best to solve it. Let's go to Marissa in East Brunswick.
Hello, Bill.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm trying to help a friend of mine.
Okay, tell me.
I just came from her house, and maybe this is godsend that this is the topic today. She hired a contractor to renovate her home. It started as a renovation to bring her father to live with her because he had prostate cancer. The contractor took all her money, over $100,000, and did nothing right. She didn't find out until the inspections that were done that all nothing.
Marissa, I don't mean to interrupt you, but can I just back you up for a minute? I want to understand.
Yeah.
So this is her and her father are living in the same house. She's renovating.
No. She was she's living with her son. She was renovating a house to bring her father to live with her.
I understand. Okay, so that was the reason for the renovation, similar to what Jody and I did for my mother-in-law. Got it. I'm with you. Now, she spent $100,000. Was that the total cost of the renovation?
Yes.
And the work was done. He did complete the job?
No, it was never finished.
Okay.
She is living in a house. I just came from there for the because last night was the first day of Passover, and she always has people over who don't have a place to go.
Boy, how sweet.
The back end of her house is exposed, only covered by plastic. It's been like that for months now. During the frigid weather and the rain, she had to suffer through that. And there was rain coming through the windows that he installed. It's been a nightmare. She didn't really tell anybody until like a week ago. She's been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, my God.
She has PTSD. She is the most charitable person. She does everything, volunteers.
So, Marissa, does she have an attorney? Has she had a contractor take a look at her home see if they can at least finish it so she can not be freezing to death or dying with the heat?
Yes. She just had a contractor look at it, and the architect had a look at it and give her a letter. She tried to follow what they told her to do. She sent a letter to his insurance company and to the Department of Consumer Affairs.
Yeah.
She was told to do.
But it's such a bureaucracy. They're not going to help you. Not under this governor. We need to fire half the people there now and put real management in there to actually help people. Marissa, listen, I'm going to run out of time. So here's my quick hot take. She needs to talk to an attorney. So I can set her up with that conversation today, and it's not going to cost her anything, and then we'll see where it goes from there, okay?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Zach is going to talk to you, get your information, then producer Kristen is going to connect your friend and our attorneys and see what we can do to help here. And if there are contractors out there that would like to take a look at this situation, I'll be happy to put you in touch with Marissa and her friend. And, you know, whether you want to do this as a good deed or offer a significant discount, whatever it is, we've got someone in New Jersey in need, and we're here to help. Thank you, Marissa. You're going to put you on hold. Okay, 9:26, Jen Ursillo with your news next.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
For the past 7 months, how to find a legitimate, like, service mobility dog trainer here in New Jersey, and we've been getting hit with a lot of roadblocks with scams.
You need the dog or you need a trainer for the dog you already have?
We need a dog and a trainer.
You need the whole thing.
You need the whole thing.
I don't know off the top of my head. That is something I do want to throw out to the audience. I know there are plenty of companies. I know what you mean, though. There are some, you just don't want to go by someone fly by night that you don't know because you don't want to get scammed out of money. Well, first of all, I'll tell your daughter that we're going to pray for her. And let me think on this, Jennifer. Let me think on this because I think the first step is I'd like to put you in touch with maybe your local police department, and they might be able to refer someone. But let's think about that. You're in Freehold. So anybody in the Freehold area that works with mobility dogs, if you're a dog trainer, call the show 1-800-283-101.5 and get in touch with producer Kristen, and you can call anytime tomorrow when we're on the show. So Jennifer, can I put you on hold, and we're going to get your contact information? We're going to solve this for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, we're on it. Thank you for calling. There you go. I mean, obviously, and everyone join me. Prayers work. Say a prayer for Jennifer's daughter, 29 years old, stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. She's alive and fighting and needs help. So if you are someone who is in this industry, in this business, you can also send us a note on the app chat. If you go to the free New Jersey 101.5 app, you can send a note on the app chat, and producer Kristen will get back to you. I'd love to connect you and this family to see if we can get her a mobility dog this week. Let's see if we can pull that off together. All right, guys, got to get out of here. Hold on. I'm coming. The solution is on the way. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 6 a.m. Don't you ever be
studio, all in one app. Download now and use our New Jersey 101.5 in-app chat to connect with our hosts. Stay engaged, stay connected. Join the conversation.